Penguin Random House Audio presents A Thousand Voices by Lisa Wingate. Read for you by Tanis Peronto. To those who walked, and those who remember. To those who carry the soil and the stories. And those whose voices sing among a thousand leaves. They are a people that will walk to the last, or I do not know how we could get on. Major Francis W. Armstrong, Choctaw Removal Agent, 1832. Chapter 1. The old Choctaws say that a man who walks away from his past will wander lost forever. If he takes root in a soil that is not his own, the tree of his life will struggle for breath and water and nourishment. In dry seasons, the leaves die easily because his roots are shallow. We are meant to be grown in ground that is rich with the bones and the blood and the voices of our ancestors. In 1831, the first of the Choctaw were forced from their lands in Mississippi and moved to reservations in Oklahoma. They took with them their language, their customs, their stories of the old times, and they took soil. The women ground the bones of the ancestors and sewed the dust and soil into the hems of their clothing. As they left their homes, they touched the leaves and the grasses and the waters of the streams, saying goodbye to the old places. They marched in the bitter cold of an early winter, carrying the young, the old, and the sick. Yet they did not pour out the soil and the bones along the trail. In open fields, with only blankets for protection from the